loopholes and focus on trusting His good, perfect, and pleasing will. Remember, it is God's will, not our will. Number 4, purity is not only about sex before marriage. To the wife thinking, this chapter isn't for me, I'm already married. Please know, I thought of you too as I wrote this material. Purity is about doing your best to stay away from the wicked ways of the world. It's about maintaining pure thoughts about your neighbor, respecting the coworker who sometimes annoys you, and making sure that what you watch, eat, and do in your spare time pleases God. Something as simple as watching a movie that causes your thoughts to become sinful is not striving for purity. Being pure means going against the world's patterns and seeking to have your mind filled with thoughts that build God's kingdom. That doesn't come easy. And I would say in order to have the fruit of purity in your life, you need to plant yourself near like-minded people, people who have already harvested that fruit. You need community and accountability in order to create pure and pleasing thoughts. Here's something else to keep in mind. We single ladies need wisdom from married women. Christians need to talk more about sex, and we need you to be part of those conversations, whether you are starting them or joining them. So keep listening. Accountability not only helps us with our behavior, but even confessing and repenting of our sinful thoughts out loud lightens the load of shame and darkness we carry inside, where the enemy has his strongest hold. God never, ever called us to go through this life alone. He has not only given us Himself, He gave us each other to be mirrors of Him for our community. Number 5, God's boundaries for sex are good for you. Some of you may have experienced like this in your memory bank. You were 4 or 5 years old, chilling in the kitchen while your mom cooked mac and cheese. As you impatiently waited for the mac and cheese, the stove looked interesting to you. Your mom said something like, "Do not touch the stove." That made the stove even more tempting. Your curiosity trumped her wisdom, and you touched the stove. If that's you, your mom knew what she was talking about, didn't she? God knows what He's talking about, too, when it comes to the boundaries He placed around sex. He's not trying to keep you from having fun. Instead, He knows you'll enjoy sex and all that goes with it more if you follow His plan. Sex instantly changes a relationship. I think that's even truer for young women. No matter how chill you are giving away your emotions each time you have sex. And I'm not talking only about intercourse, ladies. I've seen friends wake up in the morning and deal with the regret and pain of realizing they gave it all to a guy the night before. I've heard their heartaches. I've watched them spiral into an irreversible cycle when they decide, we've had sex once, so why not again? As the designer of sex, God knows exactly what needs to be in the instruction manual. When He says wait until marriage, He knows what He is talking about. I've committed to enjoy sex the way God created it to be, and that means waiting until marriage. Number 6, being pure shows obedience to God. It also gives you the opportunity to share a special bond with your future husband. At 16, I experienced my first kiss. Wonder if he knows I'm writing a book now. I started a prayer journal for my future husband that night. I have clear memories of a crush and the butterflies that accompanied it, but I also remember sensing that the cute baseball star with the brown hair was not my future husband. That night, I wrote in my journal, "Dear future husband, so this journal will be for you, whoever you are. I pray for your first kiss and for your butterflies. I pray for whatever you are going through and that when we meet, you will be the man I need. And I know that these boys are only temporary. They're not you, and I will not go further with any boy who isn't you. I'm praying for you from now until we die. XOXO, your wife." I kept the prayer journal a secret until college. When I've trusted someone enough to tell them of its existence, reactions typically go one of two ways. Number 1, "Aw, that's cute." Number 2, "Are you serious?" accompanied by a smirk and sarcastic laugh. The second doesn't bother me. I'm proud of the journal. Besides, it's for my future husband, not them. I pray for my husband a lot, and some people think that's cheesy too. But the journal has stopped me from dating guys who I knew deep down would never be the man to read my letters. I think my future husband will think my journal is kind of sexy. Journaling might be a good way for you to think about your future husband and to remind yourself that your virginity is a beautiful gift to him. Perhaps.